From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Gimel Sabingo. Governor Jade Nixon has vetoed a wide-ranging bill that would have rendered the concealed carry process unnecessary in Missouri. Marshall Griffin has details.
In his veto message, Nixon, a Democrat, cited his record on signing bills to expand Missourians' rights to carry concealed weapons. He says the bill passed by Republicans goes too far because it would entirely toss out the concealed carry process and would have revoked the ability of sheriffs to deny permits to those they think might be a danger to their communities. It also would have created a stand-your-ground law in Missouri, under which people would no longer have a duty to retreat before using deadly force to defend themselves. The measure passed both chambers of the legislature with veto-proof majorities, meaning that GOP leaders will almost certainly attempt an override. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Springfield Representative Eric Burleson, the Republican who ushered the bill through the Missouri House, says he hopes lawmakers undo Governor Jay Nixon's veto of the measure and try to pass the bill into law despite the Democratic governor's objections. The University of Missouri is challenging efforts by former assistant professor Melissa Click to collect unemployment benefits after she was fired for conduct during campus protests. Columbia Daily Tribune reports that University of Missouri System spokesman John Fougere said that the university is fighting Click's unemployment claim, quote, because according to state statute, an employee is not entitled to unemployment benefits when discharged for misconduct. A hearing was held on Wednesday in Jefferson City by a referee who takes evidence and appeals after a decision is made on a benefits application. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling is calling into question whether some Missouri abortion regulations will stand. Supreme Court judges ruled 5-3 Monday that some Texas regulations are medically unnecessary and unconstitutionally limit women's abortion rights. Missouri has similar laws requiring abortion doctors to have privileges at nearby hospitals and clinics to meet hospital-like standards for outpatient surgery. Spokeswoman Nancy Gonder says Missouri's Attorney General is reviewing the ruling. President and CEO Laura McQuaid says Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri also will review whether it will need to take legal action to try to invalidate state laws. The Missouri Right to Life Executive Director Patricia Skain says the ruling will overturn Missouri's laws and that the anti-abortion group is disappointed. She says those regulations are meant to protect women. The head of a Missouri-based hotel chain that has 35 properties in 16 states says her company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend so it could better deal with ongoing legal battles. John Q. Hammond's Hotels and Resorts CEO Jacqueline Dowdy says she doesn't anticipate the company's business operations being disrupted because of the Sunday filing in federal bankruptcy court in Kansas City, Kansas. The Springfield News Leader reports the bankruptcy filing puts the brakes on a trial in Delaware that had been scheduled to start in late July. That trial involves a dispute between the company and entities associated with investor Jonathan Alien, whose entities loaned John Q. Hammond's $300 million in 2005 so he could take his publicly traded company private. I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.